All right, after the closing jingle today, we have a really awesome interview with Kelsea Ballerini. She's got a new album out. You're going to love the whole thing. So again, stick around after the closing jingle, a very special closing jingle. It's the beginning of a new era. If you don't know what we're talking about, well, let me hit this button and we'll explain.
And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Stop it now.
Taking it back to the 80s.
80s.
They have
70s.
Very 70s.
They don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one. And that's how we get the podcast. The podcast. The podcast.
Wow.
The Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Yeah, this is definitely like 70s.
I was going to say like 1981, Tower of Power, Earth, Wind, and Fire.
That's pretty close to the 70s. Yeah, 81.
It's 70s adjacent. It's, yeah.
70s adjacent.
I'm 70s adjacent.
I do love those TikToks where it's like they show like a Christmas from 19, you know, put the year in, whatever. And it's like always a Sears catalog or JCPenney's for me. Yeah.
Oh, wow. By the way, we're doing something different. I was inspired while watching Treehouse of Horrors, which, by the way, it is Halloween. Carson, who loves scary stuff, this may not be scary enough for you, but Treehouse of Horrors, which is the annual
Simpsons
episodes.
Did they actually air it this year?
I don't know if we've seen the new
one
yet.
Here's the problem about Treehouse.
Frank and I watch them every single
year.
That's
the only episode of The Simpsons I care about. However, it seems like for the last, I mean, how long has Simpsons been on? 86 years. But when was the last time they ran it before Halloween? It's always the Sunday after. It's always in November.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know if it's a ratings thing, because it used to be November was sweeps month for networks. Yeah, it was ratings. But it always drove me crazy that, like, Treehouse of Horrors, where I was like, here you go. Here's your spooky Simpson story on November 4th.
Yeah, that is kind of weird.
Really
work,
yeah.
It?
Anyway, watching.
But yes, it's enjoyable.
Watching some of the old Treehouse of Horrors episodes, I was like, oh, you know what we need to do? We need to go ahead and do a little Simpsons-esque thing here. So every week when you turn the podcast on, from here on, moving forward, you never know what you're going to get for a podcast theme. Today was 1978 to 82.
We don't know what Bart's going to write on the chalkboard.
We don't know what's going to end up on the chalkboard. So that's kind of our new thing moving forward. And it just kind of shakes it up, because we will never know either, which is kind of the fun thing.
Oh, I like that.
We don't get to know. It just happens.
So it's just a random.
It's like a grab bag.
Oh, okay, yes, yeah. Exactly. It's the grab bag of horror.
Did your moms ever put the grab bag at the garage sale? My mom did.
No, what's
she
that?
She just knew that people, probably my dad actually, he would take a paper bag and just put stuff in it that wasn't selling, and he put it in there and seal it or staple it and put, it's a mystery bag, and he would put a dollar on it.
I would so buy that. I would be that sucker. Absolutely.
We got rid of so much stuff.
So smart. So smart. Yeah.
But you can only put small things in it.
Yeah, well, it was just a bunch of stuff.
Or you do like a box. You can do a grab box and then just...
Well, also back in the day, we used to have paper bags from the grocery store, Garrett. So they could be bigger.
Yeah, because
we used to use those to cover our books.
Hey, they still have those at Aldi.
You still have those all over, actually. Yeah. If you go to the grocery store, no matter where you go, you just request paper bags. They have them.
Oh, I bring my own, so that's why I haven't done that in years.
Yeah, I do too. I can't believe I'm now that way. I used to make fun of the... I'd see people with their little bags, their little, you know, recyclable things.
You know why I did?
And now
I had an entire trash bag filled with grocery plastic bags.
Yep.
And, you know, when, like, the last of my dogs passed away, I didn't need poop bags anymore.
You know,
I was just like, this thing is sitting in my house. And I was like, I'm just going to bring in this.
So those grocery bags, the little plastic bags that you get at the grocery store, those do biodegrade. They take a while. But the good news is that if they do end up in a landfill, they do biodegrade. A lot of people that are under the misconception that they don't. They do. They break down, especially if you leave them out in sunshine. That actually breaks them down even faster. So I'd never understood the backlash against the plastic bags, because they're not the problem.
I think we're all inherently selfish. It just takes up space in the house.
Oh, I love
because everybody has, like, everybody's mom had a drawer We're like, no, put the bag in there. You never know when you're going to need it.
I, like you, have a bag full of bags. Use the heck out of those bags. I use them for everything. It's the gift that keeps on giving. I mean, not only does it allow me to carry the milk, I always double bag my milk and things like that. Not only does it allow me to carry it from the car into the house without it breaking and ended up on the floor, but then it ends up getting used for whatever.
You know, I have a little wheelie cart. So when I go grocery shopping and then I pop the cart open when I get home and I wheel my little cart inside with my groceries.
Is it like
it's like a wagon.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Have you seen the new homes? We're just kind of bouncing around here, but might as well just roll with it.
That's what we do every week. What are you talking about? What's different?
Have you seen the new home constructions? They call them Costco doors.
Yes.
What's a Costco door?
So when you pull into the garage on that wall, like you're driving into. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So on that wall, there's like a little half door with a doorknob, and it's made so that you can open that up and it's right. That's where the kitchen is or the pantry
or
whatever.
So you just unload stuff directly in.
Straight into the house, right through the little door.
I love those TikToks so much because it always feels like a secret passage.
Yeah.
It's so great and so smart because whether it's Costco and you're buying in bulk or just going to the grocery, I remember being a kid and, you know, your mom would it's the back of the station wagon is filled up with these bags and it's like, all right, kids, I need help unloading groceries. And even though it was maybe 20 feet right from the garage to the kitchen, it's like, oh, this is so hard. I can't watch TV. And it does. It takes like 30 seconds, but it was the worst chore as a kid.
I have to put my phone down.
Oh, well, that wasn't my time, but yeah.
Dude, the problem I have is I don't have a butt, and so my pants fall down. So I can't put my phone in my pocket because it weights it down. And as I've got my hands full of my groceries, I'm walking to the house and my pants are falling down. I've walked into my house with my pants around my ankles more than 5 or 7 or 12 times.
I can attest this is true because I have heard him complain forever.
Bubba has a great butt. I don't have any butt.
My butt is really good for holding shorts up. It's like there's a shelf. It's a short shelf.
Yeah.
And it holds your shorts perfectly in place.
I'm like that thing where you see at the museums and you're like, look at the face and it's concave. Now convex. I'm that. My butt goes inside.
It's like, merp.
Yeah, it's a great thing. My dad has the same thing. Been noticing that because I see it every day. I go see him at the hospital with his gown, and he wants to stand up.
Oh, and then you have to make sure the gown doesn't open.
I don't know if it's the drugs. He's getting kind of loose-lipped. Like, he's saying he said the S word the other day.
Your dad cussed?
He did. They brought him some pureed food or whatever because he couldn't swallow after the ventilator came out or something. So it's hard to eat solid food for a while. And I walk in. I'm like, hey, guys. You know, there's two nurses in there, and they're kind of laughing. And they said, well, Mr. Larry, he can't hear. Larry, tell him what you said. I said it looks like chicken. And I was just like, what? And then he'd say it's inappropriate things. Like he would say weird, like sexual inappropriate things.
Your dad?
Yes. He's like completely
It's high. Gotta be. Yeah, I was gonna say it's gotta be the drugs they have him on as part of the thing.
Yes. He told me he was a boob guy. I'm like, what?
Your dad said he's a boob guy?
Wow.
He goes, I like the nurses here, they're prettier. And there's one girl I'm trying to get her introduced to his grandson, my son, one of them, Gunner. And I said, okay. He says, she's kind of flat chested, though. I'm like, okay. Yeah, most guys, they want. I go, uh-huh. He goes, I'm a boob guy. I'm like, what is happening?
Oh, dear.
I want you to get better, but, jeez.
I want you to get better, I want you to get better and back to the way you were before.
Then this nurse walks in. God, I hope he never hears this podcast. This nurse walks in.
Do you think
your dad's going to find a
listen?
Podcast?
No, of course. So this nurse walks in, and he goes, whatever her name, Jennifer. Jennifer, I want him to take your picture. And I'm going to send it to my grandson. And I go, I'm not taking her picture, Dad. And she's kind of like, And I said, I'm not taking her picture, Dad. And he goes, take her picture. She didn't mind. You don't mind. She was like, and he can't hear. So
I love the way old people always assume
I know, right?
If it's their will, nobody
it's
minds.
Yep. No one
and
minds.
That is everybody's dad.
So he can't hear. And so I kind of do a ventriloquist thing where I'm talking and my mouth's not moving. So he knows I'm not talking. He doesn't think I'm talking. And I said, hey, I'm gonna act like I'm taking your picture, but I'm really not.
And your dad can't hear.
Right. And she goes, okay. And I said, okay, I'm gonna take your picture. I said, okay, you ready? And it's like on the home screen. I don't even think my phone was on. It was, you know. And I go, okay, we got it. She's like,
did
okay.
Did you pretend to send it also?
Oh no, I just was hoping he would forget about it because he was, you know, pretty. His eyes were kind of like, and then nope. Sure enough, man, 15 minutes later, whatever. Did you send me that picture? Dad, I didn't. I'm not taking her picture. Why? Because it's weird. It's creepy. I'm not going to take some. Anyway. But anyway, he's headed home today.
Could you send that picture to me, please?
No.
You worked so very hard. So very hard.
I don't know what that gold is.
What was that?
I don't know. It's a gold. I have no idea. I just was like, well, this is normally where.
Well, it kind of fit,
you know,
actually.
We have a little thing. It was like.
He worked so very hard. So very hard.
I think it was a lady who was proud of her husband or something like that, and she cried.
He worked so very hard. So very hard.
I don't know.
Well, I'm not going to laugh at that.
I'm not laughing at it.
Well,
I'm
golds
just
are meant to be laughed at.
Oh, well, no, we kept it. We kept that.
I know, because we laughed.
Approved.
But here's, in public, we don't think that's funny.
Here is a thing.
God,
here is
Bubba,
a
you know better.
Here is a thing about
the
golds.
We start calling you Larry.
I don't get to just pick any random gold.
Bubba, take her picture.
Big D. But whenever we have a gold, we're like, oh, that's a gold. And somebody has to second it always. Somebody always has to say, all right, let's keep that. So, I mean, we end up with stuff like.
I couldn't wait to put it in my mouth.
Look at that. I mean,
that sounds like my dad.
He worked so very hard. So very hard.
Can you like retitle that "Do Not Play" because we are not nice?
Okay, then
I couldn't wait to put it in my mouth.
There we go.
Can we say "Not Play" that one too? Hey, did you guys see the video? It's been going around. It's a guy at a Buffalo Bills NFL game, and they're in the stands, and there's some guy is like right in his face, like, you want some of this? And the guy is just smiling at him.
Oh, I just watched this, D.
Did you see that?
I haven't seen this.
Yeah, yeah. So this guy, he's like, you want some? He's like, yeah. And like, you know, he had to kind of like.
So he's
like,
trying
like,
to puff up on him, you know, and everything?
Looking yeah, for kinda, smoke, yeah.
Yeah, he's looking for smoke. And throwing hands. And this guy, he's a shorter. He's on like a lower. He's a step down. And he's just right in his
so
face.
So the big
and,
guy's got the high ground.
Yeah, yeah, right. He's really all not right. That big. He's just dumb. Anyway, and he's yelling at this guy. And he's just smiling at him. And then he's not backing down. Every time that guy like flinches at him, he doesn't flinch back. Well, come to find out, he's a fighter. He's an MMA fighter.
Yes.
And everyone's like, dude.
People knew who he was.
And they're like,
was?
Hey, I know that guy. I watched him beat a guy's brains out in a ring the other day. And everyone's like, that guy cheated death. He doesn't even know. And it's like,
yeah, I think he's like 14-0.
He's 14-0.
Wow.
Yeah.
Those are my favorite stories when you have, you know, somebody tried to rob an MMA fighter. Or years ago, somebody tried to rob David Copperfield. And he did sleight of hand, like, no, I have no wallet on me.
Oh, that's correct. I was like, isn't that the magician?
The magician. And so, yeah, he was like, oh, look at that. Nothing in my hands.
Oh, that's great. That's pretty great.
I love that stuff. I love it.
This could be a big lie that I heard one time, but I heard that MMA fighters have to register their hands as, like,
weapons.
I had heard that because wasn't Mike Tyson? That was a thing with him because if he got in a fight with a civilian... That it was literally a deadly.
I don't think any of that is true.
I don't. Oh,
well, I believed it.
I don't think. Yeah, I think that's just somebody started that rumor way back when because somebody was a ferocious fighter. He has to register as a weapon.
Yeah, I think so.
And then like that became a thing, and everybody just kind of jumped on it. I am searching all over. I cannot find this video. I really, if one of y'all runs across it,
the one I was talking about.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I got it right here. I'm just looking at it. No. My bad. I'll send it to you.
Yeah, I'm like, I want to see this.
Yeah, it's all over the place.
You see a guy with like. Cauliflower ear.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Just don't mess with him.
Yeah, you must.
Do you know what that is, Carson?
I don't. I've heard the term a million times. I don't know what that means.
Okay,
though.
So wrestlers have cauliflower ears. You can go ahead and explain it. I'll pull it up.
Yeah, so cauliflower ear is so when like collegiate wrestling, we would have to wear the it just goes over the ears and because when you get like in a headlock or you're real tight around your, it rubs your ears and your ears will hemorrhage inside the
you get cartilage damage
and and they get real swollen.
Nope, don't need to see it.
And they get all puffy. No.
It's not bad.
Terrible.
It's not showing what I'm about to show you isn't bad. It just shows you examples of cauliflower ear, like the after effects. But I'm just saying, it's not bloody or anything like that. Like, look, you know, you got like, it looks like deformed ears.
Gross.
But if you see a guy with deformed ears,
don't do that.
Mess with it.
Either they're a grappler, they're an MMA, they're something.
Yeah.
They've been at the point where they
have deadly weapons attached to their arms.
Yes. Man, I'm trying to find that guy, but I'll find it eventually. I don't know if we can play it.
Man, I'm just scrolling through cauliflowers. There's some people with some really bad ones.
Yeah, you see it like I enjoy watching the college Greco-Roman wrestling, like national championships, and you see those guys are just.
But almost every MMA guy, almost every boxer.
But most of those guys were wrestlers in high school and college.
Yeah. And so you end up seeing these guys, and you know. And there's also a way, man, you can also tell just by watching somebody's body language how somebody moves. If somebody moves very lightly and agile, just walking, you know that they're probably going to be able to move pretty well in a fight. So, yeah, years ago, I worked in a bar, and that was the thing. I was a bar back and bouncer, and you would see these guys walk in, you'd know, okay, this guy's going to be trouble if he starts something.
Mm-hmm.
You could just tell.
Mm.
And you get to where you pick it up. And, you know, I'm sure, like, the government, they teach our, you know, CIA and DIA and all the IAs, I'm sure they teach them how not to walk because you don't want to be deemed as a threat. And any threat or any person who would be a threat can recognize a threat. In other words, you know, game recognizes game kind of thing.
Yeah, I found that video of that guy.
Okay. You're going to send it to me?
I just sent it to your IM.
All right.
Yeah. I think there's audio. I have no idea what they say.
I don't know if I can play it or anything like that, but I'm going to pull it up over here and just see the guy. Okay, so this guy's in his face.
It's during the game. They're in the fans.
The MMA guy's low. Yeah, he's okay.
He kind of looks like a...
Was the MMA guy wearing anything?
You probably can't hear it because it's from a distance, so it's probably fine.
Oh,
he's
okay.
Sit down. This other guy's
like,
all
is he wearing?
I mean, don't people cuss on
jerseys?
Podcasts all the time? I don't know what it matters.
Yeah,
I just thought we didn't.
We don't.
Yeah. They were rooting for opposing teams.
Yes. That's what I was asking, yes.
Yeah, so I was watching it, and this guy, I mean, the MMA guy's just smiling. He's like, man. And the other guy's like trying to start trouble.
And he's all angry, and the
took
other guy's
his hat
completely
off.
Calm.
That's how you know he was ready to fight. I took my hat off.
Yeah, yeah. I went to a Bills game once, and there was some poor dude in his Eli Manning jersey.
Oh, no.
And, they just started going out. It was
ruthless.
So bad, I stepped in.
I'll never forget, Bubba took me to the Saints game.
Saints-Falcons.
Saints-Falcons
game.
Oh, my
gosh.
His first ever game, he got to go to. I mean, in New Orleans, there's a thing called Falcons Hate Week. And it's every year when it's, or every twice a year when you play the Falcons, it's Falcons Hate Week.
So, you know, Bubba's a lifelong Saints fan. I had never been to the Dome before. I'd never been to a Saints game.
He's mistake like, to take him to that one for his first experience.
We're going, man. I think did we go with listeners or something?
We took a bus. We did a bus trip with listeners.
We had terrible seats. God, I remember I thought I was going to have a heart attack. We were climbing up a mountain of stairs. Anyway, we sit down and I noticed over to the left there was like a whole group, a whole section of these guys that had like the same T-shirts on. Like they were.
It looked like a bachelorette party.
Yeah, they were like a group. Like they had their, you know, this is our football guy group, whatever. Matching shirts and the whole thing. And I sit down. The game's going. I noticed there's this guy in front of me. He was drunk and his head was kind of like laying back. And I'm so get my legs and I'm gangly and all that, and I'm barely fitting in this thing. And
when you're in the cheap seats, there's less room than in the other seats.
And he's like right on me. He's like, his head is almost like in between my knees as I'm sitting. And it's just, anyway, the Saints are losing. And it's going, not going great. And about the, I was at third quarter, maybe halftime,
somewhere up in there.
I hear
we were behind.
Yeah, we're behind. Over behind me, up to my right shoulder, I hear, "Hey, big man." Now, my entire life, I know if I'm in a group and someone says that, they're talking to me. I have no doubt. It's always me. And I didn't turn around. "Hey, big man." Don't turn around, Derek. And all of a sudden, someone taps me. "Hey, big man. Hey, they wouldn't get you, man." I go, "Yeah." I turn around. And he goes, "Hey, man, touch his Jerry Curl for good luck."
They said rub.
"Oh, rub his Jerry Curl for good luck." And I was like, oh, this is a terrible, terrible, terrible situation.
Yep.
You got a black guy telling the big dopey white guy, the whitest guy
the most whitest.
Yep.
Rub another black guy's Jerry Curl
for good luck for the team, because they're a whole group that have their shirts. They're all in it.
I'm like,
they're drunk.
I'm like, I'm just sitting there going, Bubba's Big D, do not.
Laughing. You were like two people down from me.
I'm laughing.
And I kind of looked over at you like, help me. And Bubba was no help. He was, nah, figure this out, big boy.
He's talking to you. He's
not talking to me. Yeah. And so, so I'm like, well, and I'm like, I was thinking, man, he would never know if I touched his hair. He's half passed out. It's all greasy, kind of. It's dripping down his neck. And I'm like, these guys, do it. And they're all like, now they're all
they're
on
They're all
me.
Cheering.
They're all cheering
D.
me.
Go,
rub the cheeks, guys, Jerry Curl. Finally, I was just like, I turned to them and I go, I can't do it. They lost it. They laughed so hard. Like, I just can't. I can't do it. I'm sorry. They thought it was the funniest thing ever.
And we lost.
And they lost.
Oh,
I should have done it.
Yeah, you should have. You should have.
Yeah, and then
I couldn't wait to put it in my mouth.
Just such great timing. Timing's everything, they say. And then we left the game and walking out, and there was like, I don't know, 12 fights that happened on escalators, downstairs, against walls.
That was pre-Katrina days, which was good because, you know, the Superdome is its ramps and instead of like stairs. So the ramps had carpet back then, which was really gross because it was full of beer and all that kind of stuff. But after Katrina, they pulled all the carpet out, and it just is now slippery painted concrete.
Oh, that's so bad.
And it's the fights. I think they did that because it makes people behave.
Yeah,
because
they don't have good footing.
Because you don't have footing. Exactly. Yeah. You're not going to get in a fight if you think, well, I'm at a disadvantage already.
Nope.
Anyway, that was my experience with the my Saints game.
And that's why when I go to Titans games, I am bored. I am so bored because I'm there and they're playing Steely Dan music. I love Steely Dan. But
it's Jim Croce.
Yeah. It's like, if I could save time in a bunch of room.
The wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
I'm so used to some flavor.
Oh, yeah.
I mean.
All I hear is.
And everybody's drunk.
Oh, and they're just like
dancing. I always say this. You know, the thing about South Louisiana is the coolest part. I'm so glad to have grown up in the middle of that, because after traveling the world, this is, and I can say this, the white people are black.
Yeah.
There is no, there's, and racism and all the crazy stuff you hear in the world is so different, because down there, everybody is just one people.
Yep.
And it's,
I can tell you, I mean, I'm born and raised in Tennessee. I lived in Montana and got there, moved to Baton Rouge, and we go down there, and I would go to, and that's exactly, you're exactly right.
Everybody is the same.
Yep.
It doesn't matter skin color, doesn't matter anything.
Nope.
Because, you know, you have ghetto areas that are
white. Yes.
You have ghetto areas that are black. You have ghetto areas that are Hispanic. But it's all mixed over there.
Yes.
And it's the craziest, most amazing place.
I would say that was one of the things I really took away from my New Orleans experience. And the boobs, I guess. There was lots of boobs.
Oh, well, okay.
And that was
Larry
wild.
Would have loved that.
Well, he's a boob guy here.
He's a boob guy. He would have been like, oh, got all the beads.
God, I sent him. Oh, I can't even tell you.
Oh, what? No, what?
No, I'm not.
If you can't start
no,
that.
I can. I couldn't wait to put it in my mouth. I can't stay very long. I have to go see him, get him on the road. Right. He's trying to get in an ambulance and get him back to Cookeville.
Okay. Well, I will say this. Now that we're freshening up some of the stuff on the podcast, we're going to let you get going to your dad. I'm going to get running home. I've got, you know, Treehouse of Horror stuff to watch. And I don't know about the new one. I'll find out and I'll let you know next week because it might be airing next week after Halloween.
Yeah, who let knows? Us know.
But don't we forget. Do have a new podcast outro song as well.
Is this it's a random?
The intro is always going to change. This one was voted upon as being the eternal, for at least now.
Did I vote on this?
No, you.
Who voted?
You?
No,
me,
I didn't.
Schaefer? Yeah, we did.
I
we were talking about
anything.
It. Oh,
no,
Garrett,
you played
Garrett
it
was
for
in
me.
It, and I was like, and everybody was like, oh, that's the one.
I mean, Dee, did you just hear that? Everybody voted on it. Me and Dee
voted.
Didn't.
Everybody voted.
Now if they hear it and they hate it.
Oh, I do remember this. I
do
like
this. You guys are stuck with it.
Oh, yeah.
This was the podcast.
It's over now.
But now it's over.
Yeah.
But that's okay because you can listen to
I'm
going to
picture the chick from Ghosts
on the radio every day.
It was the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Yes.
The Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast. The Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
The Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
I think we figured that out. It's the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
I'm sorry.
I couldn't wait to put it in my mouth.
All right.
Kelsey Ballerini's got a new hair. Your hair is... So now that you are...
That's pretty good.
That's a great show.
New album
to
and
the
my
point.
Hair. Three starts.
Well, you
Kelsey
got,
Ballerini, your hair.
What about it?
Well, you got. I know you do the Pantene, the spokes girl, whatever. Like, do you feel extra pressure?
Well, this isn't all mine.
What?
I have extensions in.
That's not your hair?
No.
We're dudes. We had no idea.
I can't even see where it starts.
Well,
ends.
Well, like.
Can you? Are you completely bald?
I'm completely bald, guys. The stress of my life. No, I'm kidding. Like, that's where my hair ends. It's short. It's not super short, but it's shorter.
They're really good extensions, though, because some of them you can spot when it's like two different lengths.
That's true. I've had some of those moments.
Yeah, I would have thought that was real.
Thanks, guys.
I have a buddy who... a
I feel like I've let you down already.
In a completely other thing, I have a buddy who's last night discussing toupees with me, and he's like, man, should I get a toupee? I'm like, a toupee? He's like, no, they're really good now. And you know what? If it's half as good as your hair,
tricks of the trade.
I'm going to text him back and say, dude, remember how I told you no? Now the answer is yes.
See, that's how you know I'm not a liar. I could have easily been like, yeah, isn't that? Look at these locks. Pantene,
I appreciate. Yeah, I appreciate that. Is there anything else that we need to know?
I don't think so.
That's it.
I think so.
Really?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. All right. All right. Kelsey is in the studio with us, and her new album is out today.
Yeah.
It's like a baby.
Today's a good day.
Today's a good day.
It's a birthing day.
Finally. You know, like you turn in the record months before it comes out. And there's that weird in-between period where I can't touch it anymore. Like, I can't tweak anything or add a song or anything like that. But it's not out yet. So it finally feels like I can exhale.
Who's your go-to friend or family member that you send songs to? Because you know you run it by somebody all the time.
I mean, I have my best friend Kelly, who she's actually in publishing. But she's brutal with me. Like, so brutal. And I appreciate it. And she's really the only one in my like inner circle that will be like, Kelsey, this is just not good.
Or
like,
so she's honest.
Or like, you're chasing this. You're like, I can tell you're listening to this artist, you know?
Oh, wow.
She's really good. She's really good about that. And I need that.
Yeah.
So her and then my mom, but she likes everything I do. Sure. So whenever I need to get gassed up, I'm like, hey, mama, check out this demo.
Kelsey Ballerini in the studio with us in the new album. It's called Patterns. It's out now. So make sure you get that.
Or as my mom says, patterns.
Patterns.
Oh.
Yeah. She says patterns. She's always said patterns.
That's
I'm
funny.
So surprised that I don't say patterns.
I used to say paschetti instead of spaghetti.
Yeah, but did you do it on purpose or were you trying to say spaghetti?
Well, I was a kid, so
It was Piscetti to me.
But I knew how to say dominoes, but I still said dynamos just to get
dynamos.
Attention.
Dynamos? Yeah. That's cute.
Yeah. then we grow out of that, didn't we? The album is out. You've got, you're pushing the album. You got this, I don't know, what's the name of that place? I can't remember it. It's called, Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, in a couple days.
That's insane. And you've never played it before?
Guys, I think it's maybe the one arena in the entire country that somehow I have not been an opener in. I've never played it. I've never done any kind of festival there. I just...
Never even been in?
I've been in. I've seen shows there. I saw Harry Styles there. I think a hockey game there. Did they play hockey there?
Sure.
Yes, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Ooh, sports. Crazy. sports are so crazy.
So Harry Styles play a hockey game there.
Yeah, I thought he was great.
Yeah, he's really good. He's my favorite kicker.
He was the goalie.
He's the best. He's so good.
But yeah, it's weird. So that venue is like untouched for me as far as performing. And it's only my second headlining big arena show. And to put up a show for an album that wasn't even out yet.
Hey, guys, it sold out.
And it sold out.
I'll say it for you. It's sold out.
Yeah.
Quick.
It made me feel like people still care and are excited for the record.
Do you feel like that? Do you feel sometimes like people don't care?
Well, the biggest gauge of that is being on the road, like every night playing shows and seeing people connect to the songs and stuff. And I haven't really been on the road this year. So I was kind of a little timid going into it. Because, I mean, that's a big... An album release show is one thing. Doing it at MSG is another. So I definitely knew it was like kind of a gutsy move.
Do you get nervous at all? Or are you like, oh, you do?
I do. I mean, it's all new production. It's all like a whole new record. So 14 songs that I haven't played before.
Mm-hmm.
And then a lot of people.
What's your trick? When
Madison Square Garden.
It's a lot of people.
When you forget your words, what is your trick? Are you one of those people that holds the microphone out and goes, sing along?
That's
how I would do it.
It used to scare me. And now I did a private gig the other day for a birthday party. And I was singing.
Hold up. Wait. Don't skip over that.
Why?
Who, what was billionaire?
Can you say,
has
was there
money?
An NDA?
Guys, it's the second time I performed. It's this guy. He
it's
was
the same
turning,
guy. You've done this twice with the same guy.
I've done this twice with the
was
same guy.
Was there anyone else there? Was it just him? Was it creepy?
No. He's so sweet. He's like an investment banker, but he has daughters.
Okay. Okay. All
and
right.
And so, but I was playing songs that I hadn't played in forever, and I fully forgot a whole second verse, and I just said it. I was like, guys, I'm rusty dusty right now. I don't know what I'm doing. And you know, at that point, it just becomes like, one can say anything if you say it first.
Exactly.
You know?
When you play, own it. When you play a show for some, this is Madison Square Garden, awesome. But when you, Kelsey Ballerini, are playing a show for somebody's daughters, some investment banker's daughters, where do you play? Do they have a stage at their house?
I played at Miranda's.
Oh,
bar
really?
On Broadway.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Oh, we thought you went to their house.
No, took a tequila shot on stage.
Are you telling me? And when it's over with and you're driving home, are you just like, this ain't working?
Easy money.
This is it, man. This is how you do it.
It only felt like work because I was trying to be like, what are the words? Do I sing? I don't remember.
I don't know. Who knows? So The Voice, you are starting in spring.
Yeah, but we've done all of our pre-tapes up until the lives, which don't start until March.
Yeah.
Wow.
So everything, I mean, my team's down to two now. It's crazy.
That's so weird to think about.
It's so weird. And I feel for these artists because they're having this big moment in their life and they can't tell anybody for months and months. I'm not good at keeping a secret like that. I would be telling everybody.
So this the show, the Doctor Odyssey, I've seen the stuff on it where it's, you know, it's the ship and there are doctors on the ship. What are you doing in the show?
So basically, someone's calling me.
Who is it?
I think it's the vet. It's a whole thing.
Right.
So it's a Ryan Murphy show. It's taking the time slot of where Grey's Anatomy has been for forever. And it's basically this medical staff that is on this very luxurious, gorgeous cruise ship. And every week there's like a new theme on the boat. So it's like singles week, or it's there's one week that's like plastic surgery recovery week. And they have like different guest stars come in for each episode and lead that episode.
And it's got Don Johnson.
Yeah, he's amazing.
Is he
yes,
cool?
Yes,
my dad played
so
golf
sweet.
With him one time and didn't know who he was.
Oh, he has stories. He came up to me and he goes, "You know Tanya Tucker?" I go, "Yes, sir, I do." He goes, "One day I'm going to take you out to dinner and tell you all my Tanya Tucker stories." Oh, I go, "I would love that." I would love that. He was wonderful. Joshua Jackson was wonderful. It was very fun.
What a cool time in your life. I think all artists have that. Like you said earlier, like, I'm so glad I didn't know if people cared anymore. And it doesn't matter. I think people like see you. Oh, she's Pantene and she's a cover girl. And
she's made it.
She's gorgeous and she's on stage. But you're human. And you have fears and insecurities, but you own it all. Just like you told us that your hair is fake. And I love that.
It's not it's all true. Of it, just the extensions.
Can I get extensions?
You can.
Can I just get one of those hats that has them built
you
into
can.
It?
You can. Those are probably Amazon.
Are
you
built
can probably
in?
Get that on is an that, overnight.
She's wearing a hat right now.
All this is attached to my hat. Can you imagine? That would make my morning so much easier.
You'd be like, well, 5 minutes, I'm out the door.
That'd be getting sick. What a good idea.
It's album day. Here we go.
The Joe Dirt kit right now on Amazon. So.
Oh, my God.
Dierte.
Good
Dierte.
Halloween.
That was the best. Kelsea Ballerini, congratulations. The album is called Patterns. It's out now. Make sure you get it and support her and everything she does. It has her name on it. You should buy it. Unless it's really expensive. Don't buy that until you can afford it. Kelsea Ballerini, good to see you, girl. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.